carousel. So what I wanted to ask you was, why did you like the carousel better? What was it about it that made you like it better?
The atmosphere.
The atmosphere. And what was nice about the atmosphere?
Well, after I got in there, there was a... Oh, I don't know, like it was a lot cleaner, there was more offered, there was, you know, more things to do, more people coming in. You got to meet more people, you know, then I really got to know guys, you know, and all. And it was a place you'd just go and I just used to go and relax. It was more relaxing, you know, than Bingo's.
Did it have more women coming in than Bingo's did too?
Oh, yeah.
It did?
Well, when you get all these kids. If you could ever picture on a Saturday afternoon or Friday night, kids coming in from Canada, and I think she had, oh my God, how many rooms did she have upstairs? Oh, she had 10 or 20 or 10, something in there, rooms upstairs, maybe not that many. And I think there was one floor or two floors that they could stay, and it was... These kids would come in and spend the night, you know, for the whole weekend. And it wouldn't be just one or two. There had to be about 20, 25 kids from Canada coming in. Some of them maybe didn't stay.
Huh.
And there was more girls coming in, a lot of guys, you know, coming in, more people coming out. And it just got to be a popular place.
And so Bingo's didn't have that kind of crowd. People didn't come from Canada.
Well, they had kids from Canada because... Like I said, I used to get off from work, and I go down there, especially on a Friday, Saturday, and you wonder if they were holding the crowd upstairs on a roof or something and press the button and let the elevator down because it would be that packed. You know, it would really, as small as the place was, because it was a small place, even though the bathroom were, they had a bathroom in the back. See, they didn't have any extra room, but this was one big room and a storage room in the back, but that's all they had. But they had, at Carousel, you had a room in the back. You know, and it was just, they're just offered, you know, just seemed to be more friendlier with you. And as I said, it was in a different area. You got, everybody was more relaxed with their cars and things.
Nice.
And
right.
The people around there were a lot different.
Uh-huh.
And it was just much more feeling. Because I remember one time during a parade that was downtown, I even took my sister by there and introduced her. The people working there.
And
right?
You wouldn't do that in something like Bingo's, huh?
No.
Because it was just a tougher bar? Or?
It was just a tough, yeah. It's just that atmosphere down there. Even today, the atmosphere down there is tough. You don't want to hang around in that area, you know. You just don't know what you're going to run across.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, any area could be that bad, but at that time it wasn't.
Why don't you think there were any men in Bingo's? Any gay men? Or just, there were just a few, right? But it wasn't a big
Well, they had their own bar. They were over... At that time, I know that the 5 o'clock was going, Oasis was going, the 68 was going, and they didn't need. And any girls that went in those bars went because they had known guys for a long time, or guests and everything. And I did, as I said, just before 5 o'clock closed up, I got to go in there a few times. And then I, you know, because you know, they didn't close up right away. Because it was when I started going to Carousel that I got to know guys, and then that's how I got to, you know, see what it's like over there.
Huh.
And to see what, and I went to the Oasis, and then I think the 68 was when Hallie was playing, or somebody was playing a piano there at the time. That's why. But I, just the atmosphere, there was more bars, you could go from one spot to the other, you know, and feel safe walking, and it was just a lot different. I mean, everybody eventually ended it down there. You know, I guess they had a good time at it because everybody was going back down there again.
Right. Well, I know you got to go to work, so let me just ask you, can you think of anything I didn't ask you about the bars, Bingo's, and Carousel that you think it's important for us to know?
No. The only thing, well, no, because like I said, Bingo's was down, you know, but the only thing is with Bingo's, you know, you also had Pat's down the street where the Mardi Gras that was part of Bingo's area, and that was, you know, that wasn't it. It might have been filled at one time, but by the time I got down, it had died out, but, you know, the girls were still hanging around there, but there were too many guys coming in there, and it was another one of those places where some of the girls would go and meet these guys and get them to buy drinks, and
Mm-hmm. But that didn't happen in Bingo's. So in Bingo's, there weren't enough men there to do that.
Well, a few might have come in, but there wasn't. Most of the time, it was mostly guys. I mean, I'm not saying there weren't any guys in there. There were. Mm-hmm. You know, there were straight guys in there too, and all. And but it was like mostly girls, and until you went down to Carousel, where you had the girls and guys, and then the guys were gay, and then you know you could relax with them. Mm-hmm. And also, you could, you know, you. There's got to be some time in somebody's life that their parents want, you got to go to a wedding, you got to go to some family affair, and they kept asking, where's your boyfriend, you know? Right. And there were some guys down there that weren't that nil or anything that you could take, in fact, a lot of them, that you could take, and they would get all dressed up and act right, and you wouldn't have right. no problem. Parents wouldn't know the difference, you know? They, hey, where'd you meet him at, you know? Uh-huh. When are you going to bring him around? They only knew that when you got through, you both go your own direction, uh-huh. you know? So it was, no.
Okay, can you think of anything else we should know about Bingo's and Carousel that I didn't ask you? That would be important in a history?
Bingo's, I can't really say that much. I don't know any much more about Carousel, you know. Well, I know she started having trouble for a while, you know. I guess, for some reason, I think she was closed up for a while. And then it was opened up. Something happened. There's something that is not coming out of my mind that mm-hmm. makes me remember some incident that she was closed up. And then they opened back up, you know, and that's when she started getting a little more stricter. You know, that's when all the dancing stopped and all. Mm-hmm. And eventually, because the other bars started open. See, after now and then, anything would start happening, something else would open up, and everybody eventually headed around the corner, the third, you know, and... Then they started spreading out in all directions. You know, they started to have more bars opening up.
Was the Carousel eventually closed by the SLA? Do you know that?
Yeah, she lost her license.
She lost her license, yeah. Huh?
And then she also was sick. She was very sick. She had Parkinson's disease or something like that.
Yeah,
She's still around, but, she's not doing too good, I guess. But, she lost.
And she never opened another bar after that?
No. Well, she was too sick to open it. She couldn't open up another bar. She had to quit. You know, I guess that was it. That was enough for her.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she made a good living from that bar?
You said no, but you better believe it. They had to at that time. You know, because it was, as I said, the prices of beer and whiskey weren't that much, and that place was packed, and kids are always in there spending. You know.
Do you think women drank more in the old days than they do today? Or do you think it's the same?
I think it's about the same. Mm-hmm. They spend more than the guys do. Because a lot of times you can go, well, you've probably even been someplace and you've seen some guys will sit there all day long with a beer in a hand, whereas a girl will just hang on to something. The only time she will is if she doesn't have that much money.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the times you always find girls are constantly spending. Spending, and they do, you know. I don't think they drink more. The only difference is now is they, you know, go with drugs and stuff, but that's
different. Well, I'm worried about you being late for work. I could ask you questions forever, but I don't want are you okay?
10 more minutes.
You have 10 more minutes? Yeah. Oh, okay. What was I just had on my mind in terms of, like, when, do you know if when Carol gave up the bar, she had enough money to live on, huh? So that's what makes you think that
she was married.
She was married.
She got married again. Her lady's name was Rose or something, and I think she married some guy by the name of Hal. And I don't know if she's still married to him or anything, but she was married. She also had a son, but you know, from before and all, but she might have money from her father before. I don't know, you know, but she had. But I don't. When she left there, I don't think if she was hurting anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wasn't down the poorhouse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how anybody. Well, because not knowing how to run a bar or manage it, but I don't see when they always say that they don't have, you know, make money. When you look around and see a place packed, jammed.
You think they're making money?
Well, they gotta be in a way. Right. You know, they gotta be making something.
Was the Carousel jammed every night or just weekends?
There were sometimes during the week it would be crowded, but, you know, people would come out. But it's mostly They would go really like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon? What would happen Sunday afternoon?
Well, a lot of... Sundays is a dead day for home, being at home, you know. Uh-huh. And they would all start coming out there about 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 3, and it would stay like that for, you know, until... Sometimes it would stay like that most of the night.
What would people be drinking? Cocktails, beer, what?
Depends. In most places you find a lot of beer drinkers, but, you know, a lot of people drinking a lot of things, you know, at the time. They had, they would have mixed drinks, you know.
Did she put out anything on Sunday afternoon, like cheese and crackers or anything like that, or just...
I can't really recall seeing any food really put out in it like that way. There might have been, I'm not saying that she didn't.
But you can't recall.
I just can't recall seeing... Seeing food, you know, like I can remember other places, but I just can't recall seeing food there.
Did people buy flowers? Like, was there somebody selling flowers in the bars in those days? And did people?
Yeah, there were people who would come around selling flowers, or
more so than today, right? Or not?
Yeah, well, might have been. Yeah, more so than today. Well, because you got that. You had, as I told you, you had a Chippewa market across the street, and you had. You know, that people would come around. We also had this one guy, Joey is the name, that would come around shoe shining.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that man has been around for years. Uh-huh. And that's like, he would come with his chains and everything, and he would be shining shoes and all, and he would be always being there trying to, like he does now, you know, but he doesn't go, at that time, he was really hanging around the gay bars.
Huh. And so, let's say the butchers all get their shoes shined?
Well, anybody would get their shoes shined. And then they probably got to know him, and you know, he had been a boxer or anything, and this way, now he's making his living just going around shining shoes, and that's what they would do. You know, he would come in there to shine shoes, and there would be people in there selling. Sure, there'd be people in there selling flowers.
What kinds of flowers? Like, would a person buy their girlfriend a rose or what?
Well, whatever they would have. A corsage, or just like they still have these bundle flowers, whatever that, you know, package was. Because it wasn't that expensive, you know. But nothing's that expensive, but compared with the prices of beer then or any drinks then to now, you know, you know how much it's going up a lot.
Could the femmes go and buy their own drinks, or would the butchers always have to buy their drinks?
Most of the butchers would buy. Most of those femmes had to sit in a booth and stay there.
Is that right?
If they came, they would come with whoever they're with, and as I told you, I remember times they had to get permission to get up.
Wow.
You know, where are you going? To the bathroom or wherever they had to go, and most of the time it was like, you came with me, you sit with me, and you turn around and you know, they would buy the drinks, and anybody would come and talk to them, you know, would have to talk to both of them. Nobody could come, say, which would go in the back, was talking to somebody, nobody there would come and sit and start talking to her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'd have a lot of problems.
Huh.
You know, now it'd be a fight with the girl sitting down there to talk to the femme, but also the femme would be in trouble, you know, because she's talking to somebody she wasn't supposed to be talking to. And the role that they play, you know, the DA haircut and all that, that was something else.
Huh. What do you mean by it was something
else? Well, you know, they actually were playing a part of a man, you know, and compared to nowadays, you know, nowadays a girl comes out, two girls come out, they're just girls, that's it. At the time, the butch was, you know, would fight anybody, you know, wouldn't care, a guy or anybody. Well, some of them could fight for all, you know, the size of them, but it was just the idea that you either be one or the other. You weren't supposed to be in between or just be yourself. You had to be, you know, I didn't play no role. I just, well, being a, you know, top boy, but everybody thought I wasn't. I never have been, but that's just the way I act.
Huh.
But that's the roles a lot of them would play. You know?
So how did you survive if you didn't play the roles? Did you pretend you were like one role?
No, I just...
Were yourself.
I've always been me, you know. And I've met, you know, girls and everything that I've been with. But it's just, I was just me. And it's...
So when you had a girlfriend and you came to the bar, she didn't have to sit in the booth?
No. I didn't have to sit in the booth.
You didn't have to sit in the booth.
That's right. I never sat in any
booth. You never sit in any booth.
No, because when I walked in the door, I always stopped and said hello to everybody, you know. And,
uh-huh.
Yeah, no, that's just, Because most of the time I wouldn't get down at late because I was working nights. My job was at nighttime.
So when you went out with somebody, you went out with somebody who would be more butch than you, a more butch type. But you didn't stay in the booth. Did they mind that?
Nope. They'd have to because that's how I was. Nobody could pin me. Well, I didn't go any further. Everybody could see what I was doing. Whatever I did right in front of anybody. It was it. But there were girls that would come in and would sit down. And well, some girls like playing that role. That's how they wanted it.
And those girls would mainly be in dresses and looking very feminine and stuff like that. And then you would mainly be in slacks, right? Or sometimes you'd wear a skirt or whatever.
Only if I had to.
If you had to.
At that time.
For work, huh? Yeah.
But I didn't, I didn't put on a skirt unless I had to, you know, unless I called for it. But because of my job, I just wore slacks and stuff.
Did you ever get into any fights?
Never fought.
Never fought. Did you cause any fights?
Not that I know of. I don't. I've argued with people. No, I take it. I only had one fight one time. I wouldn't even call it a fight. I was down at Bingles, and I was sitting there with somebody, and I was drinking my drink, and my beer, and I went to the laboratory, and I came back, and the person was sitting in my chair drinking my beer. And I told them about it and told them to get up off my chair and move and everything. When they did, they called me a name or said something to me, and I remember hitting them once. And I went and sat down and I cried because I hit them because I don't fight. Out of all the years I've been out, I've never fought that I can recall. I've never been hit by anybody.
That's amazing.
And I've only had one or two people ever mad at me. Not very long.
Well, another time I'll have to ask you how you survive like that, but you've got to go to work. We're going to get back to you anyway. Mandy's was a black book.
Yeah. And it was up on William Street that they said entertainment that the kids used to want to go to.
But did it have a steady gay clientele?
No.
People just go when
they were because they had a singer there that everybody wanted to go see. I don't remember a name that they all wanted to go see, and that's where they would go down there.
But and was she a gay singer?
Yeah, but it was, see, you had to be careful because that was
a rough
neighborhood, and, you know, the kids would have to have, you know, be a problem, but
when people would go like that, would they be dressed as butch and femme?
Oh, yeah.
And the butches would be wearing slacks and everything?
And they went in, and she would, you know, have them watch and make sure nobody bothered them, and, well, some of those girls got to know a lot of guys, and they had been all over, you know, and they knew how to handle themselves, and so they got away.
You know what I wanted to ask you? When Jerry Campbell, behind the bar, how did she dress? Did she wear a suit? Was she in, or how did
Jerry used to wear a suit, skirt, and a jacket.
A skirt and a jacket, huh?
And that, or she would wear slack. Jerry was a dresser.
She was, sharp, huh?
You better believe it. But she would wear... Sometimes she had a skirt on or slacks on or something. Jerry, you know, would fit with the occasion and wherever she wanted to wear. Whatever Jerry wore behind the bar didn't make any difference because she looked nice in it. That was Jerry.
Uh-huh. And how about Quinn? How would she dress?
She sometimes would have slacks or a skirt on, too.
Huh. So?
And it was, that's just the way they dressed.
The Avenue?
No, I just said I just remember the Avenue. I remember... You know, Marty at the door, and I remember going into the bar. And I remember there was a back room. And then I think there was a smaller back room off of that where they played pool at, that was out of the way, with a pool table back there. And then the other room was where they danced and everything, because the front part of the bar was, you know, with the tables and everything. People would go there, but everybody used to be in the back. Because it was like a little darker area where they could go and, you know. But I didn't go in there too much.
You know, one thing, speaking of raids and that you don't remember any raids, what do you think, how do you think people paid off the police? Or do you have no idea? You all never discussed it, how you thought they must be paying the police. But you just assume they must have been doing it.
Well, they had to be. Some places just had to be to get away with some of the things that were going on. You know. I wasn't in one, but I remember one time in the service they had a, there's one bar that we used to go to all the time in Oakland, in California. The girls were in there, and this one girl came in, real dressed, you know, real nice and everything, and started talking to the kids and getting to know a lot of girls and everything and something, and then she went act out, and then she went out, cops came in. And kids tried to, they went through windows, bathroom windows and everything, trying to get out. Because at that time, it was, most of the kids were in the service.
Right,
they ended up a lot of discharges right after that. But, no, you know, there was, when you're at a bar, you see police coming in all the time without saying anything to you. And getting drinks or getting the bottle. You know, they walk in, they hand them a bottle, and they walk, you know, darn well, something. It's the guys that patrol the place. That are, you know, they would hear a call, I'll handle it. Uh-huh. And they would go, oh, it was nothing. No.
Right, I see how it worked, yeah.